My visit to a dairy farms, and then I visited significant number of dairies, okay, organic and inorganic, okay, and whenever I got the opportunities, I did it. And because I live in North Carolina, which is the farm country, basically, in the IBM, I was a management for a long period, so I got a lot of people working for me. Okay, when you're working for me, you know, there are many technicians. They are farmers' boys, basically. You know, if I tell them I want you to go and see the slaughterhouse, I don't have a problem because, no, I can find it. Okay, and somebody will say, okay, let me take you to slaughterhouses because these are pig or hog country. You know, like 40% of the pigs are raised in North Carolina. And when you say raised, it doesn't mean it's slaughterhouse. Okay, it's a different type of the words they use. Okay, we raise hogs. Okay, for what? To slaughter. Okay, you see what I'm trying to bring it out? So, you know, I can see that one, you know, slaughterhouse, what is happening there, what are they doing for byproducts, you know, because the environmental degradation, slaughterhouse is the kind of a very environmental degradation. So, all of the waste of the slaughterhouses, what are they doing? And if you notice it, they are creating a product out of that waste. They call it protein. And that's what they are feeding to cows. Mm. Okay, so if you really look into it, and it's not 100% they feed. What they do, they got 80% grains and 20% this thing mixed in it. Okay, so if you really notice it, the cows are not even vegetarian, even though they are born as a vegetarian one. But we human exploiting it, and we are mixing the feed with 20% the slaughterhouse waste, the processed food, like a blood, the slaughterhouse blood, right? They process it, make the product, the bones. Okay, they process that one, and something grind it and everything mix it, like kind of a, nice word they use is a protein. Okay, it's nothing but, this kind of the stuff mixed in it with the grains, and that's what they feed into it. So that's what ultimately ends up in the milk.